to get into it. Today we're going to talk about Web3 terms you need to know. Okay, this question has been in high demand when it comes down to my customers sending me messages, just different presentations I do. I do a presentation for a group, a networking group on Tuesday, every Tuesday. So if you're interested, it's called GR International. Shout out to them. And we talk a lot of, you know, I have the opportunity to share a lot of information about Web3, what it is, and all that good stuff. So if you're not familiar with Web3, I'll do a quick, y'all, let's go back. Basically, in I would say probably the 80s, 90s, we had Web1. Web1 was just the internet as we knew it at that time, where we were able to just, it was kind of like a search platform where we were able to go on and search and find information, you know, nothing more, nothing less, right? Moving forward, we got to Web 2, where we are now, and I would say that kind of jumped in about the early 90s or so, and my numbers could be off, but, you know, we jumped into Web 2, where we remained for many, many years, so that's the internet as we know it, where we were able to get online and communicate with each other, build platforms, you know, send messages, emails. And this has become a way of life for almost everybody, you know. This is, you know, we got email on our phones, and it's no longer you need a computer, a laptop, a phone, and all, and an iPad and a tablet. Now you can just really do everything from your phone. So, you know, so that's taking it to the next level. Here we are today. Is we're all in Web3. We are now entering Web3. I'm not going to say we're all there, because I feel like it's still transitioning. We're very early into Web3. And for those of you who've never heard of Web3, get ready. I'm going to be talking a lot about it. Web3 is the next evolution of the web. That's right. The web, as you know, it is about to change. What it is a peer-to-peer network, right? Because Web 2, we had to, if you're a musician like myself, if you're an artist of any sort, and you want to share your information, right, and you want to put it out there, you really had to go with one of the big tech firms in order to actually get your info out there, like Spotify and Apple and Google and Amazon. So whatever type of business you're in, you could do it and put it out there online, but you had to go through one of these companies in order to get your message out there, therefore not having full control, right? So what Web3 does is it's a peer-to-peer network that decentralizes that. It gives you the control. So from apps and services, this is it's open. It's the blockchain. It's open source code. You can pretty much do any and everything that you want and actually own your rights to things. So it's giving a license to everything that you're doing. And if you've been watching me or following me, you've seen I've been heavy into creating NFTs for people, as well as helping them get their business on a more digital side. So that has been my goal forever, but now it's like super important. So anybody who ignored me back in the day, it's time you listen to what I'm saying, because now the time is now, right? So now Web3 is allowing people to build on open standards with open source code, where you can actually, companies are giving out APIs now to their tools and information in their sites, so people can use these things and have some ownership in them, right? Web3 is about giving power back to the people and putting an end to these large corporations who own and monetize everything that we do, right? So it's time to get past that. It's time to go, you know, really own what we have. This is why we're going through the great resignation right now, because people can, they don't have to go to work because they, they're running their business properly. And a lot of people can get online and run their business online and have full control of it right now, which is amazing because this was not, you know, allowed. It was so much control over what you did, your ideas, your art, everything that you had was like really controlled. So here we are today, Web3, you can do your own thing. I'm loving it, right? And you can put your own information out there. You can, I recently just purchased my office in the metaverse. So, you know, and again, I'll get into some videos where I'm showing you guys how to do some of this stuff, but I purchased my office location. So the address, I went into the metaverse and found that same address. So when you come into the metaverse to visit me, right, you'll be able to just locate that same exact physical address as my online address, which is my metaverse address, and come visit virtually in a whole nother world. If I'm stressing you out, I'm sorry. But this is just what it is. This is how it is now, right? So along with that, I want to get into some of the terms and conditions and or just some of the lingo that you'll start to hear. Right now, yesterday, we were able to turn My Biz Consulting, which is my company, into an NFT, which is going to allow me to do so much, and I'll get into that. But so you're seeing a lot of terms like blockchain and decentralized and NFT and Web3 and all kinds of stuff, right? So but if, you don't have no idea what it means, right? And I realize that, you know, when techies talk, we talk in circles, and I'm guilty, so you don't get the full understanding. Hopefully today, I'm going to have to grab my coffee off the coffee maker over there, but hopefully today I can answer some questions. If you are interested in asking a question, and hopefully I can answer, you can call in because I am live. Like I said, today is March 17th, 2022. And it is 12:07 at this current time. The dial-in number is 515-605-9364. That's 515-605-9364, y'all. Listen, if you are listening right now, this is $100 million worth of game, okay? Not $1 million. I ain't copying off nobody. But, you know, this is $100 million, okay? Because this is real. So let's talk crypto, okay? So let's start out with my famous question, you know, what the hell is, and let's start there, blockchain. So what is blockchain? I hear people try to explain this, and of course I grabbed some definitions to try to make it as easy and simple to understand as possible, but it's a publicly accessible digital ledger. So y'all know what ledgers are, from banking and things like that. So when you think of blockchain, I need you to think of banking, right? And this is used to store and transfer information, and I'm going to go slow, without the need for a central authority, meaning the bank, okay? This information don't have to be controlled anymore. We have blockchains who can actually put this information out there. Blockchains are the core technology in which cryptocurrency protocols like Bitcoin and Ethereum are built on, right? So now, to break this down a little further, if you're looking to purchase something from, you come into my store and you want to purchase, make a purchase, you make your purchase, we're going to say we're using cryptocurrency, we're going to make our transaction on the blockchain. Back in the day, you can swipe out, whip out your credit card, you swipe it, we gotta wait, make sure it's approved. If you're older, you understand what internet was like, the dial-up stages, and we had to wait for it to dial up, and you can hear it dialing up and all that good stuff, right? So we passed it. So even now in Web 2, we were still kind of waiting around for the bank to confirm that, you know, your process, you know, that we swiped your card, that your funds were accessible and available and you would get approved, right? Well, with blockchain, it cuts out that bank and that payment processor. So now it's like it's hand-to-hand. It's the money is there. It's telling you, hey, the funds are available, go. It's not, it's no waiting process. It's just, it's simple. It's easy. It's secure. It's your money. You're owning it. You don't have to pay all the additional fees to use your money and all that good stuff, right? Again, anybody have any questions, please feel free to stop me. I am live, 515-605-9364. Today is March 17th, 2022, and we just finished our first term, which is the blockchain. Okay, and moving right along, we want to get to decentralized. Okay, and if you're anything like me, I tell people, don't overthink this. Please don't overthink this. Just say, hey, you crazy, because these are terms you definitely need to know. You need to know these terms. Even if you think you're not going to ever get into cryptocurrency or blockchains or any of this stuff, just be familiar with it, what it is, because it may come a time where you have no choice. So make yourself familiar when people are speaking to you. You understand the language. At the very least. So decentralized is a system operated and distributed by a peer-to-peer network instead of a central figure of authority. Again, you keep hearing me say the word authority. This is the key word, taking away the authority. Everything was micromanaged in Web 2. Web 3, we're taking the power back and giving it directly to the people, people meaning you. You get to run, manage, own, operate all of your own things and actually have proof that you own it, right? And again, I'm going to probably have to do a whole segment on the blockchain and how it works and all of that good stuff. But again, I'll also drop some links where you can learn more about these because it's super important. I am going to open up the chat. So if you want to chat with me, I'm in the chat. I'll say hey, and feel free to ask any questions. I'm here, and what I know, I will answer. What I don't know, I will say, I don't know. So the next keyword, the next term I want to talk a little bit about is minting. Now, this is so funny. This is how I'm talking right now. But this is so funny because I was minting my new NFT yesterday, and which is actually my new domain. So we'll talk more about owning a domain, NFT, and all that good stuff. But I was minting mine yesterday, and someone said, you posted something about minting. What does that even mean? Where, you know, and I had to go, and I realized, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be on the phone with this person for about 30 to 40 minutes trying to go back and explain where this all comes from. So minting is actually, and you'll see this a lot, because every time NFT is made, it has to be minted, right? So it's the actual process of validating the information, such as a domain ownership. So this is how we actually verify it. It's I can compare this to like the new notary. You're minting it, right? Now we know it's legit, it's yours. So this is the process of validating information. Simple as that. This is how you validate the information, by minting it. Because one of the things we do right now, we have all this free open information, especially from our creators. You do designs and things, you put them online, people take them, use them, whatever, right? Now you can mint your work, and it's yours, and we know it's yours. And if you want to sell it or get paid because someone used it without your permission or so on and so forth, this is how it goes down. So you can do this also with domain ownership. A lot of people were not familiar with this and that you can do this, but I'm encouraging people right now to, I will have the link on my website at mybizconsulting.net and also on industriesradio.com. To let you guys go on and select your domain. Now, if you already own your domain URL, that's fine. This is going to have a different extension. This is not a domain that you'll purchase every year. Once you purchase this, you own it forever. It's yours. Okay, so you'll have a NFT, basically, a domain NFT. So this is how we show ownership, by minting. So once you purchase your domain with the information that I give you, you'll be able to actually mint your domain free of charge, no additional charges, because we have a special going on the link that I'm going to provide to you guys if you visit industriesradio.com sometime this week or mybizconsulting.net. Also, registering, the process of registering your collateral or your asset to the blockchain, okay? Because you want, in order to, so it goes through a process. Minting is a process. It's not just like one thing. So you say, okay, I'm minting this. It got to go through the process, the steps. It validates the information, such as your domain ownership or your physical asset or whatever you're putting in there, whatever, a drawing, a saying, a quote. You can create NFTs for whatever you want them to be, and I'll explain them in a moment. And then they register this to the blockchain, where it's now you're able to use it there. And of course, I'll jump into how and what you can do with your, after your domain is minted. And again, this is a whole nother ball game. So we'll talk about that. Next, let's take a quick few second break. We're going to play a little bit of music and I'll be right back with what an NFT is. I'm going to grab my coffee and we're going to come back and talk about the NFTs, a non-fungible token. So you want to Google it, look it up, ask me questions. You can do so. The number is 515-605-9364. I'll be right back, y'all. All right. I'm back, you guys. So now we're getting ready to get into, I had to grab my coffee. So don't worry, I'm not going to get blocked for using this music. It's royalty free. So shout out to royalty free music so our shows don't get blocked. Next, we're going to talk about the NFT, my favorite NFT. A lot of people are getting rich off of NFTs right now. And then we have that other demographic who says, why? And again, I've been posting, trying to educate you guys as much as possible on the what's what when it comes down to this new Web3 behavior talk, content, text, all of the stuff that's out here. So tune in. It's a lot to learn. It's an overwhelming amount of learning that has to go on here, and we want to make sure you guys are with it, because you know this is something, it's a change of the world. And a lot of us, you know, I've heard a lot of older people say, I know you're like, get into the NFT, girl, but I know a lot of people who are like, I'm not worried about it, I'm not going to be a part of it, I'm not doing anything with cryptocurrency and do, I don't care. I really don't care. At this point, you still need to know the lingo. You need to understand what's going on, even if you don't want to participate, because at some point you may not have a choice. So don't get left in the cold trying to just say, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I deal with a lot of people who don't know how to really work the computer, and it's 2022. And now they want that lesson, you know, and when my company first started 14 years ago, I was helping people. I was like, look, come into my office. I'll do a training on Fridays to help you guys navigate the computer, learn how to do your resume and all that good stuff. And I had a low turnout, like, and it was free. But, you know, I realized people weren't interested in that. And now they're like, hey, you still, no, I don't do that. We are 14 years in. I'm no, I'm not doing that now. So here we are. What is an NFT? NFT stands for non-fungible token, okay? And what it is, it's a digital certificate of authenticity. And for all my notary people out there, I used to be a notary. I'm not even going to waste my time becoming a notary again because it just doesn't make sense. When we have NFTs in place, this is going to wipe the notary business. Sorry to say, but it's going to happen. So they use this to assign and verify ownership of a unique digital or physical asset, okay? Unique, being a keyword, because it's yours. You created it. Or a physical asset. This can be, listen, this is the notary. This is a verification certificate of authenticity. This is the new wave. This is what's going on. And I'm passionate about this because we don't have a choice. This is what we're moving into, and we got to stay up on what's going on around us. So you have NFTs, but you also have FTs. Now, a lot of people don't talk about FTs, which are fungible tokens, right? These are non-fungible, okay? And that's why, again, another time, another show, a longer show, more information. So unlike fungible tokens, NFTs are not interchangeable with one another. Fungible tokens are interchangeable, okay? NFTs are not, okay? So when you get an NFT, a domain NFT, meaning you have complete ownership and control over your domain. And that may not sound like something important to you, but if you are a business owner and you own a domain name, then you may have an inkling of understanding. But again, this is something we're going to have to take a deeper dive into because it's just that serious. I should put some notes here. So we already, things we already went over. So things we already covered. What did we cover? We cover blockchains. Leave this in the chat. We cover decentralized. Y'all gotta excuse my spelling if it's off. I'm not good at that. I'm good at technology. We covered minting. What else did we cover? And now NFTs, right? So you guys, you all know what this is, and you're up to date on all these things, okay? I'm not done because you got control over all these things. Again, these are terms you definitely need to know. They're becoming more common. It's the way we spend and make money. Things are going on in the country and in different countries right now. And I refrain from touching into too much political stuff because I can get blocked from the promotion of my show. But let's think about it. A lot of, if you have no access to the bank, but you have your NFTs and you can't work because there's stuff going on that won't allow you to work right now. How are you making money? If you have money in an NFT already, you own cryptocurrency, Ethereum. I mean, doesn't it just make sense? It's a backup plan, right? Okay. All right. So another fun fact, the wallet. And the crazy thing is a lot of people, they hear these terms and they think nothing of them. But, you know, because some of them just like, okay, whatever. This is the new wave for the kids. They talking about it. But no, it's everything and everybody and it's affecting us all, right? And a lot of job loss, a lot of people think, oh, yeah, there's a great recession. There's a great recession because everybody is moving into tech. Hello. Everybody's moving into tech. There's a million work-from-home jobs out here right now that you can get doing something in tech without having to go through the nonsense that you went through with your current employer, your previous employer, over and over again about nothing and still not making no money. All right. I get so passionate about this stuff because I do it for a living. So it's so deep. It's just so deep. Trademarks. We just did a trademark for one of my clients, and we were able to turn that trademark into an NFT. Like, it's just, listen. I'm going to get off NFT. Let's get the wallet. So what is a wallet? What's my wallet called? The wallet that I use, I have several wallets, but the main wallet that I use is MetaMask. And you probably heard of this. It's one of the most popular. You got Coinbase, MetaMask. It's a whole bunch of them. But those are the two that I actually focus on for my business and my stuff, right? But MetaMask is the most popular, I believe, personally, is where I see it everywhere, and you can connect to it. But your wallet, a wallet is a software application or a hardware device used to store the private keys to the blockchain assets. So your money, let's just say we're going to call your assets money in your digital art, right? So this is there, and you have a private key. And I know people are going to get stuck with this, and it's crazy because I need everybody to set up their MetaMask soon, ASAP. And this is something, again, my company, we are transitioning into helping people to get these things set up so they can function and start to learn about these things. Because I'm going to be honest with you, you cannot enter the metaverse. I didn't want to say that word, but here we are. You cannot enter the metaverse without having your wallet set up, just in case you want to purchase something, unless you just want to go in there and browse or whatever. But listen, you got to buy clothes while you're there. I ain't going to stress y'all out about the metaverse, but here we are. You need a wallet, okay? So the wallet allows you to store private keys. You have private keys, which is like a password. I ain't going to lie, y'all. It's long. Make sure you save it somewhere that makes sense. You don't get a second one. It helps you to actually store your information or your assets or whatever on the blockchain, such as, like I said, cryptocurrencies, NFTs, whatever you have on there, and mainly that's what it's going to be. Unlike traditional wallets, a blockchain wallet does not actually store the coins or tokens themselves, okay? It's just kind of like a pass-through. So your wallet just really store the private keys to get access to everything else. So it stores the private key that proves ownership of a given digital asset. So once you create an NFT, you load it to your wallet and it verifies, hey, yeah, this belongs to Jamila. Yes, this belongs to Nina Capone. Yes, this belongs to Johnny. Okay. So like I said, there's MetaMask. They have Coinbase. They have Ledger. They have Trezor. So there's a host of wallets out here. Then they have wallets, oh goodness, that are eco-friendly, or whatever you want to say, eco-friendly wallets. This can go on forever because it's so much to it. And how do you find your wallet? That's what a big question as well. How do I find my wallet? Okay. Your wallet has an address. If I'm stressing you, like I said, this information can be overwhelming. Give me a call. I'm live on air, 515-605-9364. Again, 515-605-9364. If you are someone that is tapping into this NFT economy, this Web3 economy, this new world order, then you need to listen. This is so important for you to listen. I am Jamila Lurie, a.k.a. Nina Capone, in the Streets Radio, My Biz Talk, and we are here today. Yes, I am all of those people mentioned, and today we're going to get into it. We're getting into it right now about Web3. So everything that I'm talking about right now, so I hope I didn't lose you all, I feel so good to talk. Just do the audio instead of the visual. I don't have to like look a certain way, or not that I look bad, but I don't have to like be attentive in a camera. I can like sit here and do other stuff, like drink my coffee. But everybody needs to understand, again, I can't stress it enough, this is information that we all need to survive in this new economy, right? Because all of the stores, the Mac machines, if you look around at the ATMs now, They are Bitcoin ATMs and ATMs for cryptocurrency. Pay attention, people, please, right? This is so important that you pay attention. And I realize a lot of people are not paying attention. They're kind of getting comfortable with just doing their own thing and, you know, like, oh, I don't need this. I've been doing it this way forever. And I hear you, but that's going to stop. That's going to definitely stop. Things are about to change. That is, it's just, listen, let me add a little jazz to the playlist here so I can take another breath. But, I mean, it really, let's get into it. You know, I love this new information. I feel like I'm constantly learning. It almost gives me I'm not going to say an aneurysm, but it just makes my brain heavy trying to take all this information in and understand it. And then I have an understanding and I have people who ask me something about something else. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to learn more about it so I can better explain it. So this is a constant learning process. If you're somebody who likes to learn on a regular, this is for you. If you are somebody that don't like to learn, then I have, like I said, I'm going to drop some information where we have quick videos that you can look at. SonanaIndustriesRadio.com. And on the website, I'll make sure I'll start putting information down there in regards to, actually, I'm going to create a whole section just for Web3 information, and I'll be posting it up with hot links so you guys can get, I can give you $10 to join and just a whole bunch of little stuff I can give away. I do own a digital marketing agency, My Biz Consulting. Well, it's a business consulting firm / digital marketing agency. So definitely check me out at mybizconsulting.net as well. But again, let's get into it. I get sidetracked promoting all my shameless plugs. So a wallet address is also known as a public key. Please, if you are taking notes on what I'm talking about, write that down because that is so important. Because you are going to hear people say, my public key, or do you know your public key, or do you have your wallet address? They're talking about the same thing. Do not confuse yourself. Don't let nobody else confuse you either. Your wallet key is your wallet. Your public key is your wallet address, okay? This is an alphanumeric code that serves as the address for a blockchain wallet, okay? This is the address for your wallet, similar to your bank account, okay? So you do not want to give everybody your bank account number, correct? So you do not want to give everybody your wallet address. You do not want to give everybody your blockchain number. You don't want to give everybody your public key. Okay, this is private. even though, you know, your bank account information can be public, they can't, I don't mean they can access your account. So the point, and I'm going back now to domains, and again, I'm going to do a whole NFT domain thing and why you need one. But having your wallet address, it's a series of alphanumeric code. When I say it's long and drawn out, and you're more than likely not going to remember it because it's like a bank account number, a long one, and it allows anybody to send you money or crypto or whatever to your wallet. So this, having an NFT domain, let me jump back into that. Having a domain that's an NFT replaces that complicated address. Because again, it's an alphanumeric code. It's long. You will not remember it. And you don't want to have to pull out a sheet of paper or your phone or whatever. And you don't want to lose it, right? So you have this long alphanumeric code that's the code to your wallet so you can spend money while you're online or at the metaverse or whatever you're doing. If I want to send you some money, say I just want to send you $100 or $20 or whatever. Maybe you're investing for me. Maybe you found a cool investment and you want to make an investment. And the only way they're taking money is they're taking digital assets like cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or Ethereum. So if they're not taking regular US dollars, then you need to have a wallet address. And if you're accepting money for anything, if you're online, a lot of people are shopping with their crypto money or their Bitcoin or what have you. So in order to actually take a, or accept this money, these funds, they got to be able to send it to your wallet address, right? So that's where owning your own domain NFT comes in handy. So having that takes that whole, you don't have to go in there and be like, my number is B685-4927QG. That can be all taken away. And you just use whatever your URL dot NFT or ETH or whatever you choose to have, which I'll go through, like I said, do a whole nother video. Anyone can send you digital assets to your wallet via your public key or your domain name. Okay. Your public key, like I said, is a long drawn out number that's really hard. And a lot of people have it that's got into it, not realizing they can actually just purchase a domain name, create it and mint it into an NFT and go from there. But you can only access your wallet's content by using the corresponding private key. So yeah, it's cool to have your domain NFT so you can go ahead and move more frequently. But in order to actually access your wallet's contents, you'll still need that private key. So again, do not lose that private key. It's still the most important thing. Woo. Let's take a quick break. And I'm going to come back and we're going to talk more about Web3, the blockchain, minting, decentralized, NFTs, and all that good stuff. I'll be right back. Breaks, you guys, if you're interested in these slots, you could definitely go on industriesradio.com and we will put your 60-second commercial up if you'd like to have these slots. As we are pushing this content out, this content goes to over 350 stations on podcasts and as well as YouTube. So it's distributed everywhere. A lot of people are getting, we are reaching a lot of listeners with these podcasts as well. Of course, they're informal, educational, and people will be tuning in to check them out. So definitely good to have a shout out during these podcasts as well. What else do I want to get into? We are talking Web3 terms today, just Web3 terms. I'm trying to stay focused in covering just Web3. What is Web3? Some of the terms, again, we discussed blockchain, decentralized, minting, NFTs, non-fungible tokens, wallet, the wallet address, and Web3, of course. And Web3 is the next iteration of web being ushered into us as we speak. Like, this is happening right now. And it's so funny because I thought it would take years for this to hit. When I've known about it for a few years, but I thought this would take at least another 10 years before, you know, they threw it on us like this, and here we are, it's here. Literally woke up one day and this was, you know, Facebook was changing its name to Meta, and I was like, oh my goodness, it's happening. And of course, my husband looking at me like I'm insane, because I'm like, oh my God, it happened. And it happened. So the blockchains, new blockchain technology, which is constantly being redeveloped and better. There's something else on the blockchain to make it even go faster at this point called Scale. I just learned about it yesterday, so I'm not even going to get into it. So there's a lot of things that are coming out to work interactively with the blockchain. These are open source applications and a decentralization of data. If you personally know me, I've always said the most valuable thing in the world is data and information, and it's more valuable than your coins. So I've always said this. I've truly believed it. I still believe it to this day, even more so now than ever, which is why I started my agency and, you know, made it a concentration in collecting data, understanding data, processing data. So this is something that's super duper important. And, you know, a lot of times, like I said, these are things that kind of fell by the wayside because it didn't seem like it was important yesterday. And here we are living in a new world where all of this stuff is kind of mandatory to know. Web3 aims to remove control of the web from big tech firms, big tech companies, you know. You should not have to go through the big techs to own anything, you know. Just like your music, it has to go through Spotify for people to hear it. Well, that's not necessarily true. And I think the first wave of NFTs kind of came from artists and musicians, because they were looking to really get out there and put their information out there and protect themselves and own it. So it's like, okay, I want to be out there, I want to put my information out there, but I want to own everything. And here we are now, they can. So that was what Web3 was all about, giving people ownership back. Isn't that cool? I mean, if you understand your data and you put stuff out there and you're a creator of any type, you get to own your data. Just think about it. Content, if you're a writer and you write a piece and you want to put it out there, you can own it. You can turn that into an NFT. So Web3 is the decentralized web. Okay, the decentralized web and the read-write-trust web. I know you hate me for that. The read-write trust web. You are going to be hearing lots and lots and lots more from me on all of the things that we've discussed today. And, you know, I really hope I got your attention. I hope you start to do some research. I do want to do some more episodes covering some more questions that I have coming in, like what to do after I purchase a domain. Once I have a domain, what's next? You know, how do I mint it? How do I turn it into an NFT? How do I send cryptocurrency using my domain? And these are just some questions that I want to answer. I want to actually come back and answer these questions. things you should watch out for when you're buying a domain, why you should transfer your domain, where you can view your domain. Once you get your domain, where can you find it at? Like, where is it? How do I get to it? How to come up with a great name? And, you know, it's just so many different questions that are coming through, and I do appreciate those who are shooting the questions to me. But, you know, I wanted to stay on topic today and get into it in another video, try to address the concerns, the questions, the confusion in separate videos. I mean, I keep saying videos. I am just streaming today, thank goodness. But really try to address everything that everyone's looking to say or answers in the form of a video. Or it's not a video. I will be doing some videos, but also in on air so you guys can understand what you need to be doing. I like doing the podcast, especially because this gives you the option to just listen and maybe start looking up some of this stuff while we're live. So, you know, again, if you have any questions, you can just chime in and ask or take some of the terms. One of the cool things about this podcast is you can take these terms and start looking up. You may have not heard of some of the things that I mentioned today, but you can just go on and figure it all out. You know, you can go on and say, I want to know what this is and that is and how this works. You know, like, I want to talk a little bit about podcasts and YouTube and Telegram. So I have so much to talk about, but so little time because I have to learn and work and apply all these things to my current company. And we're active and, you know, I'm trying to be a good leader and that falls short sometimes because I'm like, I got to read this book and it's 3 million pages and all this information out here. And people have questions and there's a lot of people who want to learn more about the Web3 in general. Some of the domain names, you choose your own domain name, but you have an extension. And you can buy extensions. Right now, everybody's so caught up in the .com. Just know that the .com era is over. That was Web 2, you know, and that was cool. So you want to have your domain name. Right now, I bought a .nft because that's what I'm using it for. But you can also buy a .earn, a .crypto, .coin, .bitcoin. There's a lot of them, you guys, a .eth, .wallet, .dao, .888.x. All of these things mean something in this Web3. So, you know, take the terms that I'm throwing out there and look them up so you can understand what a .zil is, a .zil. .wallet. You want to go in and educate yourself because we don't all learn the same. So, you know, I do my best to really just throw out terms so you guys can write them down and do your research. .x. I'm going through my pages here just to see. But yeah, that's my take. That's my info that I had to share today on NFTs, Web3, you know, we're here. We've approached the time. We did what we needed to do. It's live. Unfortunately, some people will be left behind. Some people will catch on quickly. Some people will slowly try to catch on and learn as much as they can just so they can operate in the bounds of Web3 where they need to. It may not be that all that important for them, but like I said, still, if possible, be educated enough on this information so you're familiar with the lingo because it's changing. It's changed. We are in a different place right now. And this is how people talk, and this is what they're talking about. So, you know, get your 4-character domain and get busy, start learning, set up your MetaMask, visit industriesradio.com, mybizconsulting.net. I will be posting more information. I will be coming back online to do another episode with different information. Again, I have enough information to probably do 100 episodes straight and not miss a beat. But, you know, it's a lot of information to take in. You're not going to learn this all in one day. But being familiar with it, you know, there's always someone that can help you with a topic or learning something. There's tons of information online. Again, I will be posting up some information. If you're not following me on social media at Nina Capone One or Jamila Laurie or Industries Radio or MyBizConsulting.net or MyBizConsulting, you can, you know, I'm going to post this information up somewhere so you guys can see it and say, okay, I need to know more about this and what's next, what have you. And kind of just, again, educate yourself. It's all about education. So with that being said, I almost talked an hour. Go me. I'm your host, Jamila Laurie, My Biz Consulting, also owner of IndustriesRadio.com. Make sure you tune in. I will be trying my best to get and put up more content around Web3 and all of the upcoming changes and things like that to educate you guys or keep you guys in the loop of what's going on. If you have questions, concerns, definitely hit me up. I'm everywhere online and I'll be more than happy to educate you on this information. Right now, we are doing consultations to help people get started. I'm asking people who make appointments to come in the office to bring your laptop because, again, there's so much security and information that has to be taken that it's best that you do it on your own device, right? If you don't have a device, then we can try to figure it out. But, again, you know, it's safer to have because you want to – it's a lot of codes you've got to write down and save and hold on to. So you want to make sure that you have everything that you need. There's a lot of downloading when it comes down. It's just setting up your wallet. So just make sure that you're ready to jump into this and don't wait too long. Don't wait till it spike and you're like sitting there spinning in circles trying to wrap your head around what's going on. You want to know now. Again, thank you for tuning in. This is My Biz Talk on Industries Radio and your girl, Jamila Laurie, a.k.a. Nina Capone. A lot of you know me as. And let's get out of here. I'll see y'all on the other side.